The Creative Discovery Museum is hosting their annual fundraiser, Amuse'em, on Saturday, August 29th. I'm speaking with the Director of External Affairs, Linda Levan, about what to expect at Amuse'em this year. Each year, the Creative Discovery Museum opens a whole new world to children who come to Chattanooga, live in Chattanooga, entire families that visit, learn something new, everything from a buzzing bee to what happens when you pour water. But in order to do this, the Creative Discovery Museum, as a nonprofit, must reach out to the community. How do they do this?
Well, we do it a variety of ways. We are dependent upon the support of the community and the families and those who visit us. Of course, there's ticket sales, but that doesn't cover everything. In fact, it only covers about 60% of our budget because we do an extensive outreach program into the community to area schools. Last year, we had over 40,000 children served in their classroom by our staff who went out and did different types of hands-on activities that supported whatever they're learning in the classroom and support the teacher in teaching.
Well, I know you have the bus that travels around, and that's a lot of fun. I mean, it's literally a learning lab on wheels.
Yes, it's like a STEM lab. There's all sorts of activities they can do on that. So that's an addition to help us bring more exciting hands-on things and equipment that you couldn't otherwise just bring in a car.
A lot of the hands-on activities at the Creative Discovery Museum and the ones taken into the classrooms are STEM-related. There's a lot of science, there's math, there's technology involved. Where does that programming come from?
It actually comes from our staff. We have a quite large staff of professional educators who were certified teachers, have had experience in the classroom. In fact, all of our outreach coordinators who go out are certified teachers. So they come up with the curriculum themselves from years of experience, from seeing what other museums are doing in other parts of the country, reaching out and finding different resources, and they are very creative.
Do they also partner with the schools to find out what the teachers are covering at the time?
They do. They look, first of all, at the state standards. So everything that is done in an outreach program follows whatever standards there are for that particular grade. And then we have a committee of educators who work with us who come and talk about what's going on and what their needs are, what is difficult for them to do, and they create from there.
The Creative Discovery Museum also has a temporary exhibit space that brings in all sorts of fun activities, anywhere from dinosaurs to snowy cabins.
Yeah, we've had it all, I think.
And that also comes with a price tag.
It does. Currently, we have a Thomas and Friends exhibit. It's been very popular this summer. And the ones that we bring in the summer can average $50,000 or $60,000 just to rent them for a period of time. So that's another way that people's support and donations really help for us to expand what we're able to offer.
And like most nonprofit organizations and museums and really big ticket fun things in town, you have an event.
We have an event of an event. It's called Amuse'em. And this year we have moved it to August 29th, used to be in the spring, and we are really taking it up a notch, as we say. We're very excited to really showcase what our mission is this year. We're going to be doing a special games. We're bringing in a company called Two-Bit Circus from Los Angeles, and they are bringing what they call high-tech amusements. Think of your video game, but expanded beyond and becoming physical and fun and very interactive with other people. One of the games that they're bringing is called the Button Wall, which is about 5-6 feet high and about 10 feet long with all these different colors and buttons. They call it a cross between whack-a-mole and Twister. So you have to hit the color button, and more buttons start lighting up, the better you get, that you have to use limbs and help and other things. So it's just going to be a real variety of exciting, interesting, and extremely unique, this one-of-a-kind amusements that they're going to be bringing. We're going to have five, and that will be for the evening of Amuse'em, which is for grown-ups. And that will also include lots of great food and drinks and DJ and dancing.
Where does this take place?
It's going to be at the museum at 7 o'clock on the 29th. And then on the 30th, the same games, Two-Bit Circus, will still be there. And this is an opportunity of what we call a Museum Kids Edition. It will be open to families to come experience all of those great games that really are STEM as well, technology and engineering. And we're asking people pay what they wish, that people who come get a chance to play with Two-Bit Circus. So members and those coming will make a donation to the museum. So if you can't come to the museum on the 29th, bring your kids and come on the 30th.
Is there pre-registration for a museum?
There is for the evening event. That is online at www.cdmfun.org. And we also have an online auction that's going on now, and then it's ending on August the 28th on Friday evening. So you can take a look at some of those items and bid on them, and it'll also showcase the auction items we will have at a museum on the 29th.
So no matter what your connection is to the Creative Discovery Museum, be it your family or the kid inside of all of us grown-ups, it makes it worth going.
The museum was first and foremost created for this community, and our vision is really to make Chattanooga the best place for a child to grow up.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.